Good morning, Auroville. Today is Monday, 11th of November, and right now it's hazy here in Auroville on 23 degrees Celsius, and today we can expect partly cloudy, with temperatures ranging from low of 25 to high of 30 degrees Celsius with a heat index of 32. It will be breezy with northerly winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour, and for later on they predict partly cloudy, again northerly winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And in the middle of the week, we can expect some rain. Morning humidity was on 82 and will drop on 64% until noon. Moon's first quarter illuminated on 60%. Powerful autumn eclipses are behind us, but comet Ison will be lighting the sky, and the best dates to see is mid-November through mid-January 2014. And they predict that this will be possibly the brightest comet seen in centuries. Comet Ison, also known as C2012S1, will make its closest approach to the Sun, perihelion, on November 28, very possibly becoming brighter than the full moon by then and will be visible in broad daylight. After passing by the Sun, if it survives, it might start to dim slightly, but should remain highly visible and possibly with a very long tail until around the middle of January. It will be making its closest approach to the Earth of December 26 at about 39 million miles away. The Earth will then pass through the debris trail left by comet Ison on January 14-15, 2014, possibly triggering meteor showers. On Wednesday, 13th of November, at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we are invited to an informational general meeting on CODA, which would facilitate the mediations between different parties. Saturday, 16th of November at 7 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, Twilight Beach from Pondicherry will present Raga Pushpanjali, which are Tamil devotional songs on the mother and Sri Aurobindo. At the vocal will be Sam Terris, on keyboard Sharon, and on tabla Shiva Raman. On Friday, 15th of November, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., we are all invited to Unity Pavilion International Zone to Café Auroville. And this Café Auroville is an opportunity for youth and volunteers to express their views and experiences about their stay in Auroville. And the event takes place in the frame of campaign led by Xavi to unlock Auroville to the youth of the world. They are calling all people interested to these topics, volunteers, Aurovillians, newcomers, and everybody is welcome to participate. It's only one restriction, they will be limited to 70 people and previous registration is required for organizational purposes at volunteer@arvel.org. And since this event will take the whole afternoon on Friday, they kindly request the unit holders who are working with the volunteers to excuse them from work. They are mobilizing all their energy to create this event, to listen to new ideas, to suggest concrete solutions, to share experiences, to have fun and work together for the future of Auroville. Of course, the unit holders and managers are welcome to participate. And still, Xavi, who is organizing the event, needs some volunteers to give a hand for the organization. You can write to them at study@auroville.org or you can call them on 262-2121. Or you can call Michael directly on 96260123 18. On Sunday, 17th of November at 6 p.m. at Deepam, we are invited to their beautiful celebration for Kartigai, the Deepam. And it will be full moon, and they will light more than 1,000 oil lamps, which will create a celestial atmosphere. At Deepam, they work with children and youth with special needs from the surrounding villages. And Deepam means light. They choose this name for their project because they want to bring light into the lives of children with special needs. As this event follows this year together with Mother's Mahasamadhi, they aim for very peaceful atmosphere and would like to focus on the light. There will be no performance. We should follow the light from the orange gate at the last school entrance to reach Deepam and better be on time. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. in Cinema Paradiso, in Town Hall, we are invited to see an interview of Sharadavan, who arrived in Auroville in the early 70s. This interview retraces to the beginnings of education in Auroville, with whom Sharadavan was closely associated, as well as the travels of the Civil War that tore up Auroville in 1976 for nearly a decade and left quite a few wounds. Yet it allowed Auroville to break away from the Sri Aurobindo society and evolve its own identity. The Auroville today owes a lot to the people who fought this war, many of whom are gone or even dead. Shradhavan speaks without animosity or any bitterness. It's a remarkable piece of evidence. The purpose of these interviews is to record for posterity the history of the pioneers of Orville, their moments with the mother and what they did. And so one day, future generation of Orvillians will want to know who was there, who did it start it, who was there to meet the mother. And then they want to honor those people who gave their life, blood and heart to Orville in the early days. A society that does not respect its elders misses something very important. Thus, the youth of Orville should come and see these interviews. And finally, they are meant to be working tools, be shown in India and abroad, and inspire those who have a longing in their heart to come and serve Orville. And since it's the week of Mother's Darshans and Mahasamadhi, an ashram will open exhibition on the Mother's Yoga 1956 to 1973, which was exhibited in Savitri Bhavan in February and March. They will open this exhibition on Friday, November 15, and be there through November 24th. The exhibition hall in ashram is open in the morning from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. and in the afternoons from 4:30 to 7 p.m. On Darshan's Day, November 17th and November 24th, it will be open only in the afternoons. And here's a reminder for us that since the last day to pick up our IDs, which are ready already since a month, it's Saturday, 16th of November, and we shouldn't forget about it. After, we will have to pay a fine for withdrawing it. We can do that every day this week at our Orville Foundation office between 10:30 to 12:30 at Aurora. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there was screen share of Bindu, The Mother, Part 2, and read by the mother. And within spiritual series in Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see The Buddha, documentary made in USA in 2010 by director David Grubin. And tomorrow they will screen The Gospel According to St. Matthew, which was made in Italy in 1964 by director Pier Paolo Pasolini. And on Wednesday we can see Kundun, which was made in USA in 1997 by director Martin Scorsese. And it's a drama history dealing with the life of the 14th Dalai Lama from his childhood till his exile in India in 1959. Soon after communist China invaded Tibet and enforced an oppressive regime upon this peaceful nation. And the mother, in the words of the mother volume 14, says, "The grace is equally for all, but each one receives it according to his sincerity. It does not depend on outward circumstances, but on a sincere aspiration and openness." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.